Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to this sixth Sunday of Easter. Let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess
to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary and the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Want Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, and that what we relive in remembrance, we may always hold to in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Philip went to a Samaritan town and proclaimed the Christ to them. The people united in welcoming the message Philip preached, either because they had heard of the miracles he worked or because they saw them for themselves. There were, for example, unclean spirits that came shrieking out of many who were possessed, and several paralytics and cripples were cured. As a result, there was great rejoicing in that town. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, and they went down there and prayed for the Samaritans to receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet he had not come down on any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Reverence the Lord Christ in your hearts, and always have your answer ready for people who ask you the reason for the hope that you all have. But give it with courtesy and respect, and with a clear conscience, so that those who slander you when you are living a good life in Christ may be proved wrong in the accusations that they bring. And if it is the will of God that you should suffer, it is better to suffer for doing right than for doing wrong. Why, Christ himself, innocent though he was, had died once for sins, died for the guilty, to lead us to God. In the body he was put to death, in the spirit he was raised to life. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. That Spirit of truth, whom the world can never receive, since it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he is with you, he is in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come back to you. In a short time, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will understand that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be one who loves me. And anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and show myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The promise spoken by Jesus to his disciples, those who follow his commandments, are that he will not leave us behind in this world, not leave us to live our lives on our own, but that while he must necessarily leave us, he will ask for a helper to be alongside us. Jesus tells us that he will ask the Father for another advocate to be with us forever. And so it is. After Jesus goes back to heaven, an event we remember and celebrate on Ascension Day next week, God sent the advocate, an event we celebrate at Pentecost. This advocate, the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, like the Father and like the Son, existed before the beginning of the world and is forever. The promise made by Jesus makes this helper, this comforter, this counselor, all are different translations of the original Greek word paraclete, known to us. Known to us as we know Jesus as our friend and our brother. Known to us as we know God the Father through his prophets and in particular through Jesus Christ his Son, the Word made flesh. And so the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, will be with us and in us. Whereas Jesus, like us, was a human being, and therefore visible and touchable. Jesus alone was fully human and fully divine. The Holy Spirit is fully divine and therefore invisible, untouchable. So how does the Holy Spirit manifest itself? Firstly, we know so in our heart. Faith gives us the certainty of the support of the Holy Spirit. It helps us when making decisions to keep loving Jesus and to keep his commandments. That is, to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. So the Holy Spirit, whom the Father has sent in our hearts, the Spirit of his Son, is truly God. Consubstantial with the Father and the Son, the Spirit is inseparable from them, in both the inner life of the Trinity and his gift of love to the world. In adoring the Holy Trinity, life-giving, consubstantial and indivisible, the Church's faith also professes the distinction of persons. When the Father sends his word, he always sends his breath. In their joint mission, the Son and the Holy Spirit are distinct, but inseparable. To be sure, it is Christ who is seen, the visible image of the invisible God, but it is the Spirit who reveals him. There are many instances where the Holy Spirit reveals the Word of God, but perhaps the most importantly one is when a young girl decided to do God's will. Mary, the all-holy, ever-virgin Mother of God, is the masterwork of the mission of the Son and the Spirit in the fullness of time. For the first time, in the plan of salvation, and because his Spirit had prepared her, the Father found the dwelling place where his Son and his Spirit could dwell among mankind. In her, the wonders of God that the Spirit was to fulfill in Christ and the Church began to be manifested. And so it is with us. When we accept the gift of the Holy Spirit, first at baptism, as we receive the seal of the Holy Spirit with us and in us. This gives us, Catholics, the right to all the sacraments, but in particular to receive our Lord Jesus Christ in his body and in his blood at Holy Mass. Jesus promised us he will not leave us and sent the Holy Spirit to help us, to accompany us on our journey in life, to be an advocate, to plead with us not to leave Jesus, not to walk away from Christ, not to walk away from the church, and in this way understand and experience what Jesus said: I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love you and show myself to you.
Credo in unum Deum,
Patrem omnipotentem, factorem caeli et terrae, visibilium omnium, et invisibilium, et in unum Dominum Iesum Christum,
remissionem peccatorum.
Send his Spirit to be with us forever, so we bring our cares and needs before him in prayer.
We pray for the Church throughout the world. May all who are baptized be filled with the Spirit of truth, that we may bring the good news of God's love to all people. Lord, in your mercy. For those who find faith difficult, and those persecuted for their faith, may they find strength and courage in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For those who rule and govern in the world, especially those recently elected, may they demonstrate by their actions that they will work for peace and unity and care for those in poverty and need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
prayer. For those we know who are sick in body, mind, and spirit, may they find comfort and relief from their pain and distress. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For those who have died, especially Father Michael Markey, Florence Cook, and others known to us, may they find rest and peace in God's kingdom. And may those who mourn have comfort and strength. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
May Our Lady, Queen of the May, pray for us as we say, Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The intention of this Mass is for the repose of the soul of Giovanni Torres Quintero. And in a moment of silence, we pray for our own intentions. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, accept our prayers and grant that we may faithfully keep your commandments through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all of his holy church.
May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that, purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times, to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the Lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your Church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Mark, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Saviour's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be. If you love me, keep my commandments, says the Lord, and I will ask the Father, and he will send you another Paraclete to abide with you forever. Alleluia. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this Paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
A few notices. Tonight, at the closing event of our festival week, there will be a choral evening prayer and benediction at 6 o'clock in here. There is a retiring collection for the sick and retired clergy after the Mass today. Go to the sick and housebound with the body of Christ and our good wishes. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow your head for the blessing. May God, who by the resurrection of his only begotten Son was pleased to confer on you the gift of redemption and of adoption, give you gladness by his blessing. Amen.
Amen.
May he, by whose redeeming work you have received the gift of everlasting freedom, make you heirs to an eternal inheritance. Amen. And may you, who have already risen with Christ in baptism, through faith, by living in a right manner on this earth, be united with him in the homeland of heaven. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.